So the youngest, who's about, maybe 20 years old, was basically raised in Georgia and is a hip hop dude. I mean, he's from Bhutan, but he's a hip hop dude from Clarkston, Georgia. And he supports Ron Paul. His two older sisters are, getting graduate degrees, and both of them say that they're going to vote for President Obama specifically because of his health care. The mother says she is completely undecided, and the father says, "Look, I was raised in Bhutan, so this talk about gay marriage and abortion rights, that's not for me. I think I'm a little bit of a Republican," but he's not sure who he's going to vote for either. So if you just look at that, that is one way in which you can just say, wow, the new American electorate is as complicated and as interesting as the old American electorate.
You also spoke with some white people about whether they are afraid of minority status and why. Tell me a little bit about that.
There is the reality, and that's why our television series is called America by the Numbers, because we have to look at numbers as, as something that is irrefutable, something that is happening. And what we know that's irrefutable is that our country is changing. We know that over the last decade, 43% demographic growth in the Latino population. We know that the only demographic group that is basically flatlined and even decreasing is, in fact, white America. The problem is that all of this conversation, often in the news media, is talked about with a lot of heat and a lot of controversy and a lot of fear. As a journalist, I want to acknowledge the fear, but I also want to talk about it and talk about it in a way that is fearless. And so, in the very beginning of our television program, we asked the question to Guy Garcia, who is a trend tracker and a numbers guy, and we just said, "Look, should white America be afraid of becoming a minority?" And he says, "Well, only if we continue to define minority the way it was defined before: powerless, disenfranchised, isolated." We, in the new America, in the new American mainstream, we can redefine what it is to be a minority. And so, therefore, if we change what it is to be a minority so that you're not powerless and disenfranchised and isolated, but in fact you are part and parcel of the conversation of America, then why fear what we know is already happening?
How does your work on America by the Numbers inform how you see the presidential race?
What we're all watching, the entire country, is we're watching a fascinating theater of these two parties, the Republicans and the Democrats. And I think what we're seeing is both of them trying to understand how best to function politically within this context, which essentially is new. Whenever I'm out interviewing voters on the ground, I'm just thinking, wow, if the Republicans and the Democrats really had their people on the ground, they would understand that the complexity of the voter, the American electorate, goes deep. What I'd like to see more of in this election year is more understanding of the changing nature of who we are as a democracy and how we all have a role to play in that.
Great, Maria, muchas gracias.
My pleasure, my pleasure.